Welcome to Comical, the comically fun trading card game podcast, episode 3. How are we doing, James?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Already got a strong start, and the episode hasn't even started yet.
What's the strong start? Your cards?
The cards that are in my hand. They were in my hand, and not anymore.
Did we agree to pull cards already?
Well, you have a full hand. I think we did agree upon drawing.
Did we agree upon who's going first?
We did not agree upon that, but we're going to have to roll to find out, as always. Would you look at that?
A nine. I always get nine.
You do get nine quite often. I get nine
all the time.
A three.
Eels.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, Garrett gets to go first.
As usual, this is
how it goes.
This is how it goes.
It's a luck-based thing. I'm usually going to lose it. That being said, still going strong. Episode 3 of the Comical Podcast. Just to let everybody know what's going on right now, Garrett and I have finished up editing on most of the cards for the final prints of the prototypes.
So right now, we're going to get better prototype cards as well. So hopefully the glare from the lights is going to be a lot more reduced on the new ones, because we can just play them without the sleeves on as well.
Yeah, it'll be a lot more visible, and we'll be able to show off the backs of the cards and everything like that.
Yes, it'll be a lot better with that. The cards will be a lot more visible on the playmat because of it. They won't glare as much. So
that's very true. Some people would say playing without sleeves is sacrilege, but you know, we can – we can print as many of these babies as we want, so
that's exactly
going to be the benefit.
That's the difference.
Ah, yes.
So, James, have you ever heard of the Weatherman?
I have, because I made the Weatherman.
I don't think you have heard of the Weatherman. I'm playing in my middle slot. Also, I know last week we said that we would be getting mats for this week.
The company that does the printing on the mats has not contacted me back yet. So I am going
I might just order us some.
At this point, yes. It's just that they're rather expensive. I might go in person if they don't go ahead and do it. We might need to order online. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will see. If we have to,
Thursday evening is when I'll go in there. That's the only time I'm
free. Do you have the mats with you? I can go.
I do have the mats with me.
Okay, I might go one of these days.
Send you the files for the images on the mats as well.
Okay, yeah, that might be preferable because I'll have a little bit more time this week.
Yeah, it'll probably be cheaper than paying $53 per mat. That's what I saw the last quote was. Do it on.
No, it wouldn't be that much per mat. It just would not be if I got business talk. So I'm playing Weatherman. With Weatherman's ability, what are you going to do? Once per turn, you can reveal the top card of your deck. If it's an asset or a power, main characters gain plus 10 attack and plus 10 defense until the end of your turn. So, does that let me draw or is it just reveal?
Just reveal.
Okay, well, I don't have to use that right now then.
It does have a secondary effect.
What is the secondary effect?
It says if it's not that, it should give you some other effect, I think.
If it's a character, you can send it to the discard pile and reposition one character. Nah, I don't need to do that. What am I going to reposition to?
That's a good
point. I tricked you. I'm going to the right lane.
Oh, he got me.
All right, so...
Fair enough.
I'm trying to see what I want to do here.
Look at him. Garrett's squirming already.
Yes, I am.
He's thinking so hard over there. Hopefully we'll have the mats done relatively soon, and then this whole thing will be better. Man, maybe next week we'll just have a huge increase in production value where we get both the mats and the prototype cards done at the same time, and then everything will just look way better. That's kind of my
I'm going to play Strict Teacher behind him for 200. So, as usual, we start with 1,000 credits at the start due to our location's ability. And I use 500 for the Weatherman, the inaccurate reject. And I spent 200 for the Strict Teacher. So I'm down to 300 credits already. What the Strict Teacher allows me to do is he has this special ability, Year Late. Once per turn, you can discard a card and then draw a card. So I'm going to discard Debilitating Pain or Debilitating Strike.
Debilitating Strike, yes.
And I'm going to draw a card. Okay. So now I have my extra card, and I'm going to go ahead and end my first turn there.
Okay. Okay. Probably a smart move. I'm going to go ahead and start my first turn then.
You give up?
No, I haven't given up just yet. What I'm going to go ahead and do is in my rightmost lane for 400 credits, I'm going to play Graffiti Guy.
And I should also mention today we are also playing with our other more competitive decks, like we said we would last week.
Yeah.
I'm using the Reject Heroes deck, and James is using the Misdemeanor Villains.
I'm also going to go ahead.
God, and I'm still not playing with the upgraded high school.
Jeez. No, you can give it the upgraded high school's ability. I'm good with that if you want.
I don't
want.
Remember what it was.
I forgot.
It was like you get.
Man, this is a tough call, but I'm going to have to go ahead and spend 100 credits to play the Town Drunk in a middle spot to defend against the Weatherman.
The Weatherman.
Probably not going to go too well for him. That being said, I'm then going to spend 200 credits, go down to 300, to equip a metal bat with Graffiti Guy. Which will boost.
I thought you were about to put the metal bag in the town. Drunk.
Well, that wouldn't be too beneficial for him, more or less. I mean, so that being said, man, that's everything I can really do. So I'm gonna have to end my turn.
What are you down to? 300 credits.
300 credits.
Okay, so we were just in a prologue phase. It goes to the first turn of the game now that we have everything set up. I gain 100 credits. I think it's just like 50 credits per character. I'm just gonna assume that.
Yeah.
For at least right now. That's not what the final location ability is. Again, whenever you see it on screen now, it'll probably be different. So I'm going to go ahead and gain 100 credits for turn. So I get to 400 and then gain an extra 100 for the 50 and 50 for my character. So I'm at 500 credits now. I'm going to draw my card as well. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Ooh. That sounded interesting, people. Look at him. Oh.
Contemplating.
Contemplating indeed.
Man, I have a couple different things I want to do here.
But he just can't pick. He's got so many options in the Reject Heroes deck.
So many options in the Reject Heroes deck. I'm going to go ahead and play for 500 credits, use all my credits, and I'm going to play the Farmer.
Oh,
in my rightmost lane.
Yeah.
And then I'm also going to step up my teacher.
Ooh.
The Strict Teacher into my leftmost lane.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to attack your middle lane, the Town Drunk, and he's going to be defeated.
Yes, the Weatherman.
The Weatherman.
Yeah, I don't know what he does, but he gets the Town Drunk, all right.
And then I'm going to attack your location for 50 damage.
With the Farmer.
Yes.
Yeah. So nothing I can really do about that.
Wait, I'm what is gonna... his ability again? Oh, wait, no, I wanted to use my thing. I wanted to reveal the top card of my deck.
Oh, but you forgot. You gotta use his ability before you attack now.
Oh, my God. Whatever. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I don't need it anyways.
Yeah, because you're just that good at the game, yeah. Apparently.
So okay. That is the end of my turn.
Okay. That sounds pretty good to me. Pretty good to me. We do like the ends of our turns around here. My turn will begin. Morale does not change, I don't believe. Wait a second. Morale does change.
Morale does change. It goes up by 5.
Morale will go up by 5. Or let's see.
It's turn 1 still.
Oh, it is on turn 1. You're right. Let's see. So,
and morale would have. Yeah, morale doesn't change.
Morale actually won't change until the end of my turn here. So, what I'm going to do in this case.
Did you draw a card?
I did not. But I need to do math for my. Stuff. Okay, so as per my location's revenue, ability. I will gain 100 credits for the turn, but I also gain 100 credits for controlling a villain. So I will go up to 500 credits from where I'm at currently.
Okay.
I will draw a card for my turn, which not bad, not bad. What I'm going to do here is... Man, this is probably not a terrible move.
It depends. Depends on what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, man, it really does. Jeez. Okay. And this is a questionable choice as well, but the first thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to have Graffiti Guy attack the Strict Teacher and defeat him. The Strict Teacher is handedly beaten with a bat by the Graffiti Guy. Yeah. But after that happens, I am going to go ahead, spend 300 credits, go down to 200, okay, and play the Shady Loan Shark. Ooh. Behind Graffiti Guy. So, Garrett, you will immediately gain 250 credits due to Shady Loan Shark's ability, literally crippling debt. However, at the start of each of your turns, I will gain 100 credits and draw a card until you pay me back 600 credits by his ability.
Okay.
Or until he's removed from play, obviously. But that being said, there's not really much else I can do.
Good.
It's a dangerous spot. Morale does fall by 5.
No, it doesn't. I've
up. The ability of my location. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. That was,
yes,
the ability.
You
of the,
are sorry.
That was the ability of,
yes,
the other villain's location. Man, that sucks.
Yes, yes, it does. Morale stays the same.
Morale does stay the same.
And is that the end of your turn?
Yes, yeah, my
good
turn.
Riddance.
Oh,
my turn. I draw a card, and let's see what I want to do here.
At the beginning of Garrett's turn, I then go to 300 credits and draw a card.
Good for you. Good for you. So it's I gain 100 credits from having my two characters on the field, the farmer, the agricultural reject, and the weatherman.
Yes.
And then it's for turn two now, so I gain 200 credits for turn two. So I'm up to 550. 550 in credits.
What will we do with that 550 credits?
I have a really diabolical one I could do.
Oh, man. As long as he doesn't pull any sort of crazy combos, we should be fine here.
I do need to change this card now that I'm looking at it. I guess it's fine like how it is.
Ooh, man, this is concerning, folks. So he's scheming over there.
You wish you could scheme like how I do.
Well, I am playing a villain deck, so I think I scheme pretty well here. In the grand scheme of things, I think you'll find that I'm the best schemer. But
so for 300 credits, I'm going to play a random Thunderbolts.
Ooh, random Thunderbolts. That is not good.
Under
for
the
me.
Weatherman.
Mm.
For 300 credits, putting me down to 250. And now what I'm going to do is that gives me a plus 10 to my attack.
Mm-hmm.
And if my character attacks and is not defeated, I can do 30 attack damage to a side character.
That is true. Oh, man. What kind of idiot designed that card?
What kind of idiot designed that? What? Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
Some real goofball designed that one, didn't they?
Maybe.
Didn't they, James? Okay, and so now I'm going to go ahead and attack you for 50 damage.
Yeah.
Well, before I do that, actually, I'm going to reveal the top card of my deck.
Oh, Weatherman's ability.
Reject United. And let's see, once per turn, you can reveal the top card of your deck if it's acid or power. Main character of the character. It is not any of those things. It is literally just
an event card.
So that was nothing.
Okay.
So I have 250 left. What was this one?
Oh, no.
Many characters reach. See, no, that doesn't do anything. So I'm going to attack you for 60 and 50.
Yeah, so I take 110.
110.
That will bring me down to 140. It is a wallop of damage. And then you get to deal 30 damage to a side character. Let me read the fine print on that power card. What does it specifically say? Are you sure it doesn't say fight on here?
Oh, if it's fight.
When your character fights and is not defeated.
So it has to be against
an enemy. It has to be against an enemy character. Nice try, though. Nice try.
So it has to be against an enemy? It can't just be in general?
Fight. So a fight means that it has to
get... I know what a fight means.
...in a fight with another character.
Okay.
...and survive. But fine. Good try. Good try. But yes, yeah, I do take 110 damage still because it gets a little bonus from that.
Your turn, James.
This is not good. This is not good at all. My turn begins. Morale is not changed because two villains, two heroes.
Why do you keep changing it to...
It's turn two. Oh, it is turn two. anyway.
It doesn't change on your turn. It changes on my turn, James.
So I gain 500 credits. I'm sorry. I do not gain 500 credits. I gain 200 credits per turn. I gain 100 credits for each villain I control. So that would put me at 700 total credits.
Okay.
Let's see what I can actually cook up with that. I also need to draw for my turn, which I'm going to do here. So, yeah, there's a couple different things I can do. Couple different things. What I'm going to do...
Spit it out, James. We all want to hear it.
I know we all do.
We all want to see this big comeback that you're doing.
I'm working on it right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend 300 of my 700 credits.
Oh, wow.
And we go down to 400.
Okay.
I'm going to play the liquor store manager in the back next to the shady loan shark. And
is that in your middle lane one?
What's that?
Is that in your middle lane?
The liquor store manager?
Yeah, is that character position?
Yeah, he is. But I'm actually going to go ahead and I think just step him up against the farmer now that I think about it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my remaining 400, spend all 400, to play a corrupt lawyer behind my liquor store manager. And the corrupt lawyer, what he can do is he can give every side villain in my discard pile cheap bail. Basically.
Okay.
So I can, you know, bring them back for, you know, their costs. What I think I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and attack your location directly with Graffiti Guy.
Okay.
However, before I do, I'm going to use the liquor store manager's ability. So until the end of turn, Graffiti Guy loses 10 defense but gains 20 attack.
Okay.
Due to liquid courage, and he's going to attack your location in total for 90 points of damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that puts me down to 210.
210. And Graffiti Guy's special ability activates property damage or art. When he deals damage to your opponent's location, reduce their revenue by 50.
Okay.
Until he leaves the field. So each time he hits you, he'll be reducing your turn gain by 50 credits for the audience. But yeah, trying to think if I want to do anything else here.
Can you do anything else here? I don't think you can.
I don't think I can either. I'm going to go ahead and end my turn on that note.
Awesome. So it's turn three, turns to turn three. Morale doesn't change because two villains, two heroes on the board. And then with that, I usually gain 300, but now I gain 250 because it's being minus by that.
Graffiti Guy.
So I'm at 500 plus the extra 100.
I'll put something on there so we can remember how much his location is being reduced by. Gotcha. At the beginning of Garrett's turn, I will gain 100 credits and draw a card thanks to Shady Loan Shark.
I'll also draw a card. Wow, I wonder what card it was. Oh, yeah, the one that we need to nerf or buff.
Oh, no. Nerf or buff? It sounds like he's got backfire in his hand.
It's not. No, you saw what card was my next card. You saw that. I revealed it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Rejects Unite. That's true.
You saw that.
what an interesting hand he must have right now. But he does have two rejects on the field, which is a pretty good start for that. You got the weatherman, who is part of the rejects due to his bad weather predictions. But he can somewhat control the weather. And you have the farmer, who is basically like this just stereotypical country dude that control like the nature and farms, the powers of irrigation and such.
So I'm going to go ahead and for 500 credits in total, I'm going to play 200 for the understudy. Sidekick of the study. And what that allows me to do is you have to reveal the top card of your deck.
Okay.
And then I can just look at mine.
So the top card of my deck is Drive-By Shooting.
Okay.
Which is a power card.
And so now, once per turn, I can reveal the top card of my deck, and I will. Well, will I?
Willie, question mark.
Actually, what I'm going to do first is I'm going to play the janitor.
Oh, the janitor.
For 300 credits, which allows me to send the top card of my deck to the discard pile and then draw a card.
Oh, goodness.
And then, does it say once per turn, or you can look at the top card of your deck at any time, so I can just look at it again. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's see.
It's tough.
With that, what I'm going to do is... Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
You know what? Hamlet's an interesting play, and so's Cats. You know?
What? I mean, what are you talking?
Yeah, I'm just talking about interesting plays since
my girlfriend's addicted to Hamilton.
Interesting plays. Yeah, my girlfriend has also seen Hamilton and enjoys it rather thoroughly. Of all the plays out there, I have enjoyed a few, like Beetlejuice.
I do like Beetlejuice. The new Beetlejuice movie is out as well.
I haven't actually seen it. Is it any good?
I haven't seen it. I don't know why you assumed I saw it.
Well, I do
want to go see it. I've heard mixed reviews about it, though.
Let me ask you this. Who actually plays Beetlejuice in the movie? Is it the same guy who plays him on Broadway, Alex Brightman?
No, it's Michael Keaton.
Oh, it was Michael Keaton, wasn't it? Okay.
Who is an amazing talent.
He is an amazing actor.
He's very, very good. So, I kind of want to just go see it just for him. I need glasses. I have glasses. I just need to wear
glasses as well. I just don't wear them. I honestly need to go.
Okay, so it's just if it's a character. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reveal the top card on my deck. It is a character card. And what that means is I can discard them using the Weatherman's ability, which allows me to reveal a character card. If it's the top card on my deck, if it is a character card, then I can reposition one character.
Oh, no.
And so what I'm going to do.
He can totally do that.
Is I'm going to reposition these two characters. Just like that. And I'm going to put my weatherman the place that my farmer was at, who is directly opposing the liquor store manager. And the farmer is going to go into my open slot.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and how much did I spend on that? I spent 500. I was at 600, so I'm at 100 left.
Mm-hmm. For your credits?
Yeah, for my credits. I'm going to do 50 damage to your location directly using the farmer.
I will take 50. I'll take 50 going down to 90.
I'm going to attack the liquor store manager using the weatherman.
Okay.
And so he's going to take damage, and he's going to do 30 damage to another side character. And so the side character I'm going to take out is going to be Corrupt Official.
Corrupt Lawyer, you mean?
Corrupt Lawyer, yeah.
He looks a lot like Corrupt
Official. They do. They are very
similar.
They
have the same office. They're down the street from each other.
Down the street.
Oh, my goodness.
So that now your side characters can't be revived
That is true. That is true. It was just side villains.
Side villains. Still.
Okay. So is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going
to
be it.
Oh, shoot. At the end of your turn.
He's quaking.
We will go to turn three.
No, James, you hit turn three. It's right already now? Turn three.
Oh, okay.
It was
okay.
Turn three whenever it turned to my turn.
Okay. In that case, so I will gain 300 credits per turn, putting me up to 400. I will gain an additional two because I control two villains, so I have a total of 600 credits. Okay. We're in a rough situation right now.
You don't say.
A rough situation, to be sure. I think there's only a couple different moves I can make here, but I have just enough credits to pull off what I want. So I'm going to spend 300 credits.
What could he be thinking
play
up?
A power card.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I can't do that. I should really change that card.
Well, no, what were you thinking? No, come on.
Well, what I was going
show
to
the class.
Do. I'll show the class. What I was going to do was play Traffic Infraction on Shady Loan Shark to turn him into one of the misdemeanors.
But that's only for civilians.
But it only works on civilians. So therefore it could not work on Shady Loan Shark. So I'll still spend 300 credits though.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do with those 300 credits is play a copy of Vast Arsenal on to Graffiti Guy.
Okay.
And, it will make the metal bat become like it will become a copy of the metal bat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now Graffiti Guy has two metal bats.
And he's dueling metal bats.
He swings for 90 now.
Okay.
And I'm going to spend the last 300 of my credits to play another power card onto Graffiti Guy, Master Stealth, so he can stealthily do things.
Okay. Ugh.
This should only be a one for now. Graffiti Guy, thanks to Master Stealth, can attack your location directly and sneak around.
Oh.
So he will attack your location directly for 90 points of damage with his master Ooh. Level stealth. And your revenue is reduced by another 50.
Okay. Ouch.
And I'm going to then
what
take...
Was that 210?
Yes.
So minus 90.
Minus 90 would 120. Be 120.
Okay.
So what I'm going to now do is step up Shady Loan Shark against the Weatherman, and I'm going to go ahead and end my turn.
All right, all right.
Oh, wait, I forgot to draw for the turn. This was revealed
you
all
You said
turn.
End my turn, did you not, James? It doesn't feel too good, does it?
Here's the thing. Drawing is a forced action, though. So it's not something I can say, oh, no, I don't feel like drawing this turn. You have to draw.
Oh, but whenever I didn't draw, you were like, but Garrett, it's a forced action, so you actually need to go draw those cards.
Well, that's okay. That's a good point.
Yeah. It doesn't feel too good, does it?
It sure doesn't.
It doesn't feel too good, ladies and gentlemen.
I am going to add to the rule book that drawing is a forced action now.
Okay, so it's my turn now.
At the beginning of Garrett's turn, however, I'll draw due to Shady Loan Shark's ability. I'll get 100 credits.
So it turns to turn four. Morale goes up by 5, actually.
It does.
Because there's one extra hero on the board. So it's up to 55 now. And with that, I have 4 characters on the field, so plus 200 for that, plus 400 for the turn. I'm at 100, so I'd be at 700 minus 50.
Minus 100.
So I'm at 600. So I'm at 600 credits now. So interesting.
This is tough, people.
Tough.
Oh, man. Oh, also, I have to reveal the top card of my deck because of the understudy.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, because he's still in play. Oh, yeah, because you didn't KO him either. That's right.
Yeah, no, I attacked your location.
Okay. Very, very interesting.
This is a tough situation, everybody. Very tough situation Garrett has
here. I need a minute to think over what all I want to do.
Then we'll go to our sponsor.
We don't know
James and Garrett.
What,
if
no,
you wanted to play a card game for a really long time and you need one to play, are your friends playing other similar games and you want to feel included? Well, you should definitely reach out and try Comical, launching in early 2025, hopefully on Kickstarter. That's the plan at the moment. It's the comically fun card game where you can play all sorts of various comedic superheroes, take on familiar faces and some new faces in the game itself to go up against your friends. What a game. What a game. Let me tell you, Garrett. And what a great sponsor. Those guys are some generous people over there at Comical.
Oh, yeah. They're very generous people over there.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're over at other room.
Yeah, they're one room down, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Corrupt official and
Corrupt official and corrupt lawyer. They're, you know, they have offices right next door to us. That's a great people, let me tell you. I've worked with them before in the past. Those guys know what they're doing.
Oh no. Garrett, but I don't know if I can play that because his credit cost changed, didn't it?
It did. We discussed this. We did.
So I can't play him at his current credit cost, the mystery character.
The mystery character. The mystery mouse Cthulhu. It's a surprise for later. Oh, God. We need to make a card inspired like that. Oh man.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
I don't want to be. Sued.
It could be for Ratman. It could be for the mystery. The mystery rat Cthulhu, you know, is his rat utility belt.
Oh no.
You know. Oh goodness.
That's a secret surprise for later.
It sure is.
Oh my God. I have no idea what I want to do here. I really, really don't.
You could give up. You could surrender.
James, I'm not giving up. I'm not surrendering. No surrender.
You could end your turn.
No, I'm not ending my turn. That's pointless.
Well, if you ended your turn, it would give you more time to build up your credits.
No, you would probably KO me next turn.
Would I? How would you know that?
Because you would gain like 400 credits plus like 200. You could easily put like another like item on him, giving him a buff and then KOing me.
You know, that seems like such
a... So I need to win this turn. I'm just trying to think of how I can. So that's like useless because...
Remark to make.
You're a strong remark to make.
So yeah, really, you need some way to buff up the farmer to where he can just hit me for like, what, 90 points of damage?
How much left you have? Is 90?
I think.
Maybe yeah, 90.
Either 90 or 120.
Because I had a strategy that could have worked, but no, it's not going to.
Eels.
Man, this is rough.
Yeah, it sure is. And next turn, I'm going to be able to buy myself a little bit more time, thanks to the top card of my deck being Five Finger. Whenever I draw into him, that is.
Oh no!
It's tough. Yeah.
So man,
what's he gonna do? Mm-hmm. Weather boy.
So what I'm gonna do is, man, I don't know. That's tough. That is tough.
Yeah, see, Garrett, all he can
literally
do.
I don't think there's
a
way that I can win this right now. So what I'm gonna do is,
he doesn't know. He just doesn't know.
Oh, that's okay, man. I'm going to reveal the top card of my deck to give plus 10 damage, and it is the Disrespecting Area.
So okay.
That gives him a plus 10 damage and him a plus 10 damage. Gives everyone a plus 10 damage. No, all the main characters plus 10 damage.
Yeah.
And plus 10 defense. So now they're both sitting at 60-60 for defense and attack.
Well, this one's 70-60.
Yeah, 70-60. Yeah, that's right. Because he has a plus 10 to that.
Sure does.
And then the character attacks. It's
man, what I really need to do right now is see if that's I can get the Jaywalker in my hand. I'd be goated.
So I'm going to KO the Shady Loan Shark using Weatherman and then do 60 damage to your location.
Yeah, nothing I can do about that. 60. So I'm guessing I was at 120 here.
No, you were at 90.
I was at 90.
Yeah, you were at 90. Okay.
Then I'll go all the way
to 30. So I've only got 30 health left. It's a very rough situation.
And it's your turn now.
Okay.
And I didn't spend any credits that turn.
So at the beginning of my turn, I will gain, are we on? Turn four?
Yeah, right? Something okay. Like that.
Turn four. So I gain 400 credits per turn plus 100 for Graffiti Guy. So I gain 500, putting me at a total of 600, right? I draw into five fingers.
What'd you draw?
We all know, trust me. And then I'm going to reveal the top card of my deck because of understudy.
Okay.
And it's Gun Fu.
Oh.
Gun Fu training. Oh, no. I need to get that on here now. Let's see.
Oh.
What can draw me a card here?
Oh, nothing.
Scary.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think what I can actually play that will help me is the issue.
Hopefully nothing.
Man, it is hard. It is a hard
not thing life.
I have right now. But let me look in my discard pile real quick.
For what?
Well, I'm just looking. Pile. Yeah, I know. Just for a moment, in case something has something, which it doesn't. Or let me look through Graffiti Guy's. ooh, well, wait a minute now. That is true. Okay. So if that's that, then that would equal to that. But
are
then
you doing some bat math?
I'm doing math for sure. Oh, I'm doing bat math.
Bat math.
That still wouldn't be. Still wouldn't be enough.
Struggling.
So Garrett.
I can smell it.
I can as well.
Smells like firewood. It's a weird smell to be emanating off of James.
It right is now. A weird smell to be emanating off of me.
I'm a little concerned, actually. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and spend 500 credits and play Five Finger the Shoplifter in front of the Weatherman, right? Let's see.
Do you have a win condition here?
I'm trying to think if I do. I probably do not, to be real with you. Because, I do have a win condition, but I don't have a way to get to set win con. Because even with Graffiti Guy, right, he has two of the bats in his hand.
He's a dual wielding bats.
Yes, yes. With the bats, though, whenever he attacks with the bats, they reduce the defense stat by 10 for each bat. So theoretically, he could attack the farmer, reduce the farmer's defense all the way down to 30, and he would hit him for 90. And that would deal 60 damage to the farmer, but it wouldn't be enough to take him out. And the same thing goes for the Weatherman.
Yeah. But, I mean, then you were able to reposition him over there.
Yeah, but I don't have a way of repositioning in my hand, I don't believe. Yeah. So that being said, I think the only thing I can really do here is go ahead and, the only thing I can really do here is go ahead and have Graffiti Guy attack, and I'll have him attack Garrett's location for 90 points of damage. Ooh.
90. Now we're both at 30, technically.
Technically.
It's anyone's game, really.
Oh, that's tough.
And so, is that going to be your turn? Are you going to use the the five finger to attack me?
I could.
You could.
But
it wouldn't be very...
It would not be very effective.
It would not be very effective.
It would let me steal an asset that you don't have.
I don't have assets.
So, that being said,
I end my
turn.
Cool. So I draw into disrespecting area.
Dang it.
It turns to turn five. I gain 500 credits minus 100 because of graffiti guy. So I gain 400 credits plus 200 more. So I gain 600 in total. So I'm at 1,200 credits right now.
1,200 credits. Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and.
Ooh. And he says.
I'm going to play
Backfire
for 800 credits, putting me down to 400, pushing down the understudy and the janitor.
Oh, my God.
I now have three rejects on the board.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. He's got three rejects on the board, which means you can actually play. I'm pretty sure you can actually play Rejects Unite.
You can play a side character with a name. We're cool. That costs me. Oh, when I have control three main characters once per turn, you can play a side character with boy or girl in their name without paying their cost.
That is currently what the ability says. Yes.
That is currently what the ability says. Really, it's more the revenue that I want it to be changed on it.
Yeah, what I think we're going to do for that is it's going to be or what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to change that main ability since it's so niche as well. I wanted to change the school's ability to well-funded.
Yeah, you told me about
which
that.
Which I think I included it in that document I sent to you as well. Basically, it's going to give you more
civilian. All those changes were done, except for like one or two, which didn't really fit for what I wanted for a certain card. But I did reward pretty much everything.
Fair enough.
For those, again, a lot of these are like our beta versions, so a lot of things will be changed. I can play without paying his cost.
Oh, yeah.
Can I sub out? No, I can't. Yeah, but I can just keep him in the side character position because I can play Wabam onto the field as a side character named Rowdy Schoolboy, who has boy in his name.
He does have boy in his name.
I pulled off the strategy.
You pulled off the strat to get Wabam out for free.
And so now Wabam is out on the field for free. And that is, I still have 400 credits left now. I don't really need to use any of them.
I guess you could use a weatherman's ability.
With the study, I can just check what card. Okay, so I'm going to use the janitor's ability to discard my top card and then draw a card. Okay, and then I'm going to reveal the card to myself again.
Oh, my
goodness.
Wow,
this is absolutely fucked.
now all the stuff is going
excuse
off.
Excuse me, that was for the unfiltered version. Live every week on Patreon.
Oh my goodness.
This is crazy. This is actually crazy.
The rejects deck goes hard, doesn't it?
No, I'm talking about the amount of event cards.
Well, there are just a normal amount of event cards there for the most part.
Let's see. Once per turn, you can. Okay, powers that are on him lose their effects. Okay, so I'm going to use. Ooh, I don't know what I want to use, actually. Oh, this is interesting.
Well, this is not good.
I'm going for style points, by the way. This is not needed. I could attack him at any point and just win. I'm going for a ultra combo. Everybody knows the bigger the combo, the better you are as a person. And
that's true.
Bigger combo, better person. So, I'm trying to think of who I want to play this on, though. Because if I do that, if I take damage, then I can just deal that damage back, and then I can do that.
Yeah, that is nasty. Because basically what you can do right now, right, is if Backfire attacks into Graffiti Guy, he'll take a little bit of damage. But Backfire can then take that 90 points of damage and throw it at Five Finger and instantly defeat him.
Yeah, basically.
So
I'm going to play
Disrespecting Area.
Disrespecting Area.
On the Weatherman.
The Weatherman.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack him, that guy.
So Backfire attacks the graffiti guy. Okay.
For 10 points of damage. And so I take a total of 20 points of damage to my health.
Yeah.
Because he hits me for 90. I have 70 defense. So 90, 20 goes through. So I take 20.
Oh, wait. Backfire's defense is permanently reduced by 20 because he has two metal bats.
Yeah, nowadays. So
yeah,
not before the attack.
Not before though.
And I'm going to do 90 damage to the five finger, the shoplifting misdemeanor.
That
and
he's going to
immediately
him.
Get defeated. And then I'm going to, let's see.
Did I pay kind of full board?
Oh, I have 100 left. So well, I'm going to pay.
Oh.
No, I don't.
You don't have a full board yet.
No, I don't have a
close.
I'm close.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to attack you for a total of 60 plus 50 for 110.
I'll take 110 points of damage and go down to -80 health.
And that is game.
You know, I wanted to give him that one, people.
Yeah, you wanted to give me that one. It's,
yeah, I'm so generous, you know.
Very generous.
I didn't have any way of drawing into Gunfoot. The misdemeanor mobile. I needed that.
Woo!
That
was earlier. Again, with these more competitive decks, the character stacking and the abilities, or they just get kind of wild.
Yeah,
look,
that's
James, look. I literally just had I discarded three, and then I had four in my hand.
That'll do it. Oh, my God.
I just had nothing but events. And the events in this deck are very situational.
The events in those in that deck is more related to credits, I think, than
it just depends. Some of them, they're very – it's very weird. It's very weird.
They have niche events.
Yes. I mean, events in general, I feel like assets and powers are going to be a little bit more popular than events will be. Like whenever people actually start making their own decks.
That's fair. I feel like it depends. I feel like events are a little bit better in my mind because you don't need a certain character for an event. Play an event without a kid. That's true, but lot of events you can play without having
especially the ones in this deck. A lot of them are dependent on like, hey, you need to be with this certain card,
or
you need to play with this certain location.
If you have a school or something like that, that's just true.
Which makes sense for this one specifically. So we're just shuffling, getting ready for James's next defeat.
We'll see about
it. Have you noticed that I've won the first game every single time?
But I always win that second game. Let's see.
That's what he says. Today we'll be breaking molds. We'll be breaking new ground.
We'll see
you
want to
switch
that.
Decks?
Yeah, let's switch decks.
All right. So
I wish you best luck. Let's see if the heroes can defeat the misdemeanors twice.
All right. There you go.
Okay. Come on.
There you go, James. You got it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
All right.
Come on.
And then you can go first this time as well.
Oh, I'll take it. I will take it. Oh. Censor that, Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
Need to make it a little sound effect. Bow! Okay.
Interesting start for me.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
So everything on the board gets reset. We both go back to 300 fortification. Morale goes back to base at 50.
All the way back at turn one.
We start back with 1,000 credits, and it's back to the prologue phase. I can't reach over there.
5, 6, 7 cards. All right. Let's see what we got.
Oh, James.
Interesting.
Don't be scared now.
I'm a little scared with this start, but I've seen worse.
You've seen worse.
In fact, it's not
too
bad.
Interesting.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this is actually a good start. Okay.
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 I thought you were just spending all 1,000 at once. I was like, oh, no.
So I'm going to go ahead and go first this time. The first thing I'm going to actually do is spend 300 credits to go down to 700. I'm going to play an event card. I'm going to play the science fair for the school. When you play a character with super intelligence, I can add an asset from my deck to my hand. So basically, anytime I play a character with super intelligence, I get to pull an asset
okay.
From the deck. So what I'm going to do with that is in my back position. I'm going to spend 200 credits to play the school nerd. And for the school nerd, he has super intelligence. So I'm going to go search my deck for an asset and add it to my hand. And I'm going to go find, let's see, a pretty decent asset, though it is taking me a moment to search through.
You don't say.
I'm going to add that asset to my hand, and I'm going to shuffle. Oops.
You know something that I've thought about is what if the study is like a main civilian card instead of a main hero card?
Well, I guess that does kind of make sense for the study to be like that, but he kind of got rejected by the heroes, but he's still kind of like a hero, you know?
Okay.
I feel like, you know, it depends. It depends on how somebody classifies themselves is how they...
I suppose, yeah.
Said. Sense. It's why...
I like how the metal...
So we do that. I then spend... That. Sorry, I'm going to spend 200 credits next to the school nerd to play the understudy,
speaking okay.
of which, who also
are
has...
Are they both in your back line?
They are in my back line.
Okay.
Who also has super intelligence, so I get to do it again and search my deck for another asset card. So this time...
Stupid. I wonder who made that.
I do as well. And I'm going to take that card, and I'm going to shuffle my deck here. Okay, head to my hand. Okay. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some of my asset cards. I'm going to spend 100 credits. So you know what? Forget about that dice. I'm going to spend 100 credits to play this asset card from my deck called Homework. And I'm going to attach the homework to the school nerd. And so at the end of each of my turn, I'll be able to draw a card thanks to the nerd being equipped with the homework. And I'm also going to spend my remaining 200 credits to go all the way down to 0 credits to play in my unattached card spot. I'm going to play a vending machine. And so whenever my opponent plays a civilian, I receive 50 credits immediately. So also reveal the top card of your deck because I have the understudy. Okay. And I'll look at the top card of mine. Okay. And, yeah, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and end my turn on that note. And at the end of my turn, I'll draw a card.
Okay. And so it is now my turn. I start with 1,000 credits as well. That's useless. That's useless. That's useless now. This is gonna get a little wild here. This is gonna get a little wild here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play in my middle lane.
Ooh, jaywalker. The jaywalker. Okay.
And
you can add the traffic jam to your hand. He is 500 credits, though.
Yeah, he is 500 credits for some reason. I genuinely don't know why he's 500.
You know, he either like needs to high. Have his stats buffed or he needs to, like, you know, be cheaper, I guess.
Because I can discard a card here and pull Traffic Jam, which I think I'll do here. I don't remember what Traffic Jam even does, honestly. I'm going to discard Kendo Technique.
Okay.
Because he's not able to use melee, and so that's a little useless.
Oh, does he have no powers?
No, he doesn't.
Holy crap. I need to fix that.
Yeah, he doesn't have any.
He should have a few. Oh, my goodness. We need to fix all the misdemeanor's powers, though, because there's we added stealth as a power.
I added those.
Okay,
I added stealth to
perfect.
Them. He does not have stealth, though.
He is not stealthy.
No, he's not
stealthy.
He's
out there in the middle of the road with a giant yield sign holding up traffic.
Okay, so I found Traffic Jam. and I'm just going to quickly reshuffle my deck.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, he is. He's putting in some work over there, trying to be off to a decent start, I see.
And that was my top card. Wait, wouldn't my top card get shuffled as well?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, so I'm just going to place that.
So you shuffle your whole thing and then reveal your next top card.
Okay.
Kung Fu training. Okay.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. Okay. So, Kung Fu training. You can now play side characters for 3 turns.
Oh, man.
So, what I'm going to do is... Oof. I'm going to go ahead and play Traffic Jam for 400, plus me down to 100.
So I can't play side characters for 3 turns. Characters. That's tough in this deck.
Yeah,
it's very tough.
And so I'm going to end my turn there and it's going to go to turn 1.
Okay. Yeah, so at the beginning of my turn, I'll gain 100 credits plus 50 for each character I control, which will put me up to 200 credits.
God, he has so much HP. What is he?
He's got a lot of HP. He survived a lot of car crashes, I imagine. So there's that. I'm going to go ahead and draw for my turn. Okay. So we're off to an interesting start. There's not much I can really do here, to be honest with you. I can look at the top card of my deck, which that's not bad per se.
Per se, he says.
Yeah, I'm in a rough spot, to be honest with you. I'm going to go ahead and just straight up end my turn, but the school nerd's ability will activate again, and I will draw a card at the end of my turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is now my turn. I pull Kung Fu training. I gain 100 credits for turn and then 100 credits for having him on the field. So I'm up to 300 credits. Let's see. Your opponent, main characters, control sent to the discard pile. Wait, what? Oh, if a main character is controlled, they get sent to the discard pile. Okay. So, gain fighting plus 10 for each fighting per projectile asset.
Oh, interesting. Man. Garrett's cooking up some plans over there.
I am indeed.
He's trying, at
I
least.
Am indeed. Okay, so that would do the same thing. So,
also, on the end of my turn, that's one turn of no side characters.
So yes. So, I'm going to go ahead and play. This is going to be very, very interesting. Oh, wait, I have to reveal the card. Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and play Demolition Crew.
Oh, no. Are you playing him in an attacking position?
Yep.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
And Demolition Crew, what that allows me to do is once per turn, I can choose for both of us to discard the top card of our deck. And whenever we do that, our location takes 1/10 of that damage. So
equal to its credit cost.
Yeah,
right?
Equal to its credit cost. So brutal beating, that costs 300. So 1/10 of that is 30. So I take 30 damage to my location.
I got Night Slasher, however. So I take 50 damage to my location straight up.
So I go down to 70.
And I go to 250.
And you go to 250.
Okay.
That's rough. With that, I used
reveal your other top card.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You can. Okay. And I'm gonna do 40 more damage to you by hitting you with Jaywalk and the Demolition Crew.
Yeah. So I'll go down. Is that 210 that I'll be at?
Yes. So
I imagine
210.
Oh man, that's tough.
Yes, yes.
Wait, however, I will gain 50 credits because you played a civilian from Vending Machine.
50 credits. Oh, yeah, because I played a civilian. Oh, yeah.
The construction guys needed a soda.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
This is tough. Yeah, so that is the end of my turn. It now goes to James's turn.
Start of my turn. The turn will change. To morale. Turn 2. Remains the same.
Yeah.
One hero, one villain. I will gain 200 credits per turn going to 450. However, I have two characters, therefore I'll gain another 100 and go to 550. I'll then draw for turn.
That did not sound exceedingly pleasant.
It didn't. But what I think I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and spend 500 credits to play the weatherman in front of the demolition crew. I control the understudy for the classic combo.
Okay.
I'll look at the top card of my deck. I'm not going to use the weatherman's ability, but I will have the weatherman attack your demolition crew for 50 points of damage.
Okay. And that's going to just KO him. Up.
And I only have 50 credits left, which isn't very much. So I'm going to have to go ahead and end my turn.
Okay. So this goes to two turns of being on the field.
Sure does.
If I could find the two. There it is. That's a 4-2. I draw my card. I have to reveal the next card. I feel so revealed. I don't like that.
Very few do. Oh, wait. At the end of my turn, School Nerd draws me a card because of his ability.
James, you're turning into me.
It did, but
so
I
gained 300 in total, 200 from turn, and then an extra 100 from him. With my ability, my abilitor.
Your abilitor.
Yeah.
Interesting. Man, he's thinking over there.
Yes, I am.
They call him Garrett Thinking Oob. That's what they do.
So I'm going to play for 300, no, for 200 credits, not 300, 200. I go down to 100 credits. I'm going to play Antique Katana.
Oh, okay.
Onto Jaywalk.
That would boost him up.
Jaywalking with a katana.
With a katana.
And he's going to attack your location for 50 damage.
I'll take 50 damage.
And you go down to 160.
160 indeed. Okay. That's rough. That's pretty rough.
That it is. And that is where I end my turn.
So at the end of your turn, morale will increase by 5 points because I control a hero. Was it already at 55 here?
Yeah, so it's going
okay,
it just goes
go
down
to 60. So what I'm going to do here is go ahead at the beginning of my turn. I gain 150 credits for controlling three characters, so I'll be at 200 for that. But I also gain 300 for turn, because we're on turn three. And that would put me up to 500 total credits. I'll draw. Okay. I'm going to go ahead.
And?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm thinking. What I'm going to go ahead and do, actually, is for 300 credits, I'm going to go all the way down to two.
Okay.
200 credits. And play Scholarship, the event card.
All right.
In my hand. And once per
turn. What
was
the other event that you had on?
Science Fair is the other event.
So. How long does that last, or is that indefinite?
Science Fair is indefinite unless there is a card that removes it from the board. Specifically like gotcha. Corrections officer or something.
Yeah.
Scholarship will happen once per turn. If I have more cards in my hand than my opponent, I can gain plus 50 credits for the difference of those cards.
Okay.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cards in my hand. How many do you have in your hand,
Gary? Five.
So I will gain 150 credits going back up to 350.
Okay.
For the difference. And now what I will do is go ahead and spend 300 credits. And in my rightmost lane, I'm going to play the study.
Ooh.
Boss of the understudy. And with that, the study does have super intelligence. So the science fair will activate. And I will search my deck for an asset to add to my hand. And yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send that to my hand. And shuffle. Yeah, what I'm going to go ahead and do now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use the school nerd's ability.
Okay.
The school nerd's ability is for science. Basically, assets cost 0 credits to reattach to characters if it's already been played. So I'm going to reattach my homework card to the study.
I thought that was for if a thing was dropped. Not for repositioning assets, not for switching assets. I thought it was like if your character was defeated and then you need to reattach it because it's dropped on the field.
Well, yeah, that's true. Should we make that distinction then? Do you feel like
that's exactly what I thought it was for?
Okay, that's fine then.
Because it doesn't say, like, for instance, the
it doesn't say reposition
the actuality asset. Stone. Actuality gem, it has that distinction where it says that you can reposition
true.
Assets.
True. I'm good with that then. In that case, what we'll do here is I'm just going to have the study attack your location for 300.
300?
Wait, oh shoot.
300?
I'm sorry. Forget that I said that.
What, he make a nuke or something?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's tough. 30.
He's
attacks you for 30. Weatherman attacks you for 50. So in total, 80 points of damage.
So I'm at 190.
Yes. And at the end of my turn, I will get to draw for turn because of the homework on the school nerd.
Okay. Is it turn 3 or 4 now?
It is. So it's turn 3 if I started first.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I go ahead and end my turn at that.
Okay. So I draw a card. It's a card. I gain 300 plus 100 for my villain, so I'm at 500 total now. So, this is
Garrett hoping he can cook something up over there.
I have to reveal my card.
I can always look at mine.
But that's good. Man, this is. Things are getting weird.
Weird indeed. Oh, man. What plays are coming up? Jeez, guys.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play professional gambler.
Okay.
With their ability loaded dice. At the end of your turn, if you control more side characters, then your opponent gain plus 100 credits for each character you control.
If not, you get to draw a card.
Yeah, if not, then I get to draw a card.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that for 300. That puts me down to 200.
Yep.
And then I'm going to also go ahead and equip a metal bat.
Oh, okay. We're stacking them up.
To
a katana J-walk. In one hand, a bat in the other.
So now he's hitting for 70 damage.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I'm down to 0 credits now. And I'm going to just go ahead and attack you for 70 damage directly. So you're at 160. That puts you down to 90.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that would do that. Oh, this is not good. This is not good.
So I'm going to stay on 90.
it's okay.
And then I get to draw a card because I have less characters.
Still reveal your top, though. Yep. Okay. Yeah, so is that all you're going to do? Weather boy?
You have the weather boy. Anyways. True. Yes.
Okay. I guess you in your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, also, I gained 50 credits from you playing a civilian, so I actually have 100 credits right now. At the beginning of my turn.
Turn 4.
We go to turn 4, actually, before I draw. I'll gain 400 credits per turn, plus I control 4 characters, so I gain an additional 200 credits. So I go up to 700 total credits right now. And then I draw. I'm going to use the effect of scholarship 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I have 10 cards in my hand.
Okay.
It is your go here. How many cards are in your hand?
Five.
So I will gain
250.
250 credits, yeah. So I'll go to 950 total credits.
Yikes.
That's how much I have. And I'm going to play a familiar face.
Please don't. I don't like familiar faces.
I'm going to go all the way down to 150 credits.
Oh, that.
And in my middle lane, play Backfire. But it's not over yet. As of Largeville High School's special ability, because I control three main heroes, I can play a character with boy or girl in their name for free. So what I'm actually going to do...
Technically, you can't play anything.
Huh? What do you mean?
You're about to play something on the onto the
back row. Oh, wait a second. That's not up yet, is it?
No, no, next turn.
Shoot. Well, I guess I can't do anything with that yet. But what I can do until then.
Also, morale would go up again.
Morale would go up at the end of my turn. Yeah.
Yeah. So it should be at 75 right now.
Okay.
Whenever it changed.
Fair enough. I'm going to go ahead and I'll have Weatherman attack the gambler.
Okay.
And I'll have the study attack your location for 30.
Okay. So is that 220?
220, you'd go down to 190.
190.
And I'm going to – man, there's really just not much I can do here. Yeah. I'm going to – oh, actually
– stop getting found the dice. I don't even know how that fell.
Yeah, I'm going to end my turn.
Okay.
At the end of my turn, homework will draw me a card, and then I pass my turn over.
All right. So it is turn four, right?
It is.
So I gain 400.
400.
Plus an extra
100. For.
So I'm at 500.
Yeah. It's looking rough. It's looking rough.
Huh.
Oops.
This is weird. Weird.
Oh, yes.
Man, I don't know. Okay, so I'm at 500 right now.
Oh, man.
This is...
Look at him squirm.
This is weird. This is a real, real weird situation to be in.
It's got a heavy hitter in the middle, but...
I'm going to, for 200 credits, play Street Thug.
Oh, okay.
In my back lane, or okay. In my front lane. I'm going to... So that was for 200, so I'm down to 300. For 300 credits... Man, I can't do that, though.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is awful. Why does he not have anything?
Oh, my goodness.
And then for 200 credits, actually, so I'm going to go down to 100. I'm going to play Snake Oil Salesman.
Oh, okay.
In my leftmost lane as well. This is going to be so... Oh, this is so odd. Okay, so I'm going to use Street Thug to attack one of your
side characters
with back alley jumping.
Okay, he jumps one of them in a back alley.
Well, let me see jump. One of those. I want to see
school
which one.
School nerd, and you have the understudy.
And the understudy. So ask this cost zero to reattach, and then while he's on the field, reveal the top card of your opponent's deck. You reveal the top card of your deck at any time. Yeah, I'm going to jump the school nerd.
He jumps the school nerd.
He jumps the school nerd. That one gets KO'd.
He does. Yeah.
And then once per turn, you can discard a card, draw a card. If that drawn card is an asset, reveal it. Oh, wait. I need to reveal my card as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
This is so weird. And then this card is up, so I can't use that.
Mm. Okay.
So it is still my turn. It I have 100 credits left.
Oh man, this is a
toughie.
Rough situation.
This indeed. Is a toughie.
A rough, rough situation, as the dogs would say.
So I KO'd one of their guys. That ability is pointless. Jaywalk's ability is just not good after you use it once.
Hmm.
So right now Jaywalk is doing 70 damage, right? That's useless. Okay, I'm just going to end my turn there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, that being said, at the beginning of my turn, we're on turn 5, so I gain 500 credits per turn, plus I control 4 characters, so I gain a total of 700 credits. So I will go all the way up to 950 off that alone, right? I will draw for my turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 11 cards in my hand, and I'll activate the ability of Scholarship. How many cards are in your hand, Garrett?
4.
So I will gain, let's see, I believe.
7. 7 times 5, 350.
350. So basically, that will come up to 9 plus.
And it's turned 5 now, right?
So, yes. So I'm at 1,200 credits in total for the turn. Once per turn, now that that thing, event, is off the field, I can play a card with boy or girl in its name for free. So behind the Weatherman for free, I play Rowdy Schoolboy, which is Wabam, for those who don't know. And also behind the Weatherman, I'm going to spend 300 credits going back down to 9 to play Grammar Girl. Grammar Girl will use her ability Psionic Phonics to increase the Weatherman's attack by plus 10 for each separate word in his name.
Man.
The Weatherman has 5 separate words in his Weatherman.
Wow, that's crazy.
So the Weatherman gets plus 50.
Oh, no.
What?
That's
I'm not
so
done.
Much.
I'm not done
He's
yet.
Not done, apparently.
Because I'm going to pay 600 credits
no.
to go ahead and play onto Backfire, the superpower regulator.
That costs 600?
It costs 600.
Oh, no.
I equip him to Backfire.
Okay, so.
The superpower regulator belt, for those who don't know,
it
strips Backfire of all his other abilities, and his stats become 100, 100, 100, and he gains the ability, My True Power, which states that whenever he attacks, I get to search my deck for any power card and put it on Backfire until the end of the turn when he attacks. So, what I'm actually going to do here is I still have 300 credits left. We can't even forget about that. So what I'm going to do.
We can't forget about that.
I'm going to go ahead and spend 100 of those credits to go down to 200, right? And I'm going to attach homework to the study.
Okay.
And I'm going to. I'm going to go ahead and use the Weatherman's ability.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before I do that, I'm going to use the study's ability to look at the top card of my hand. Do I want to do that? Yeah. So I'm going to use the Weatherman's ability. I can reveal the top card of my deck. If it's a character, I can discard it and reposition a character I control. So I'm going to discard the principal. And what I'm going to do here is go ahead. I'm going to reposition the study and the Weatherman to swap places on the board. And let me look at the top card of my deck now. Won't be any use to me just yet. But now the study is going to get that bonus from Grammar Girl instead. Unfortunately, I didn't think about that. But it's okay because the study still gets plus 40 because of the four separate words in his name. Mm-hmm. So he's swinging
for
70 now. Yeah. I am going to go ahead and use the study's ability, though. I go down to 100 credits to pay 100 credits for the study's ability. The study...
It's going to be a long episode.
I know it is. The study can increase the attack of all my main characters by plus 10 and an additional plus 10 for each super intelligence card attached to him.
So, plus 20.
Everybody gets plus 20 on the board right now. So I'm going to go ahead. The study is going to attack the street thug for 90.
Okay.
The weatherman is going to attack the snake oil salesman for 70.
Okay.
And backfire.
Both returning this for the card. Go for every draw. Okay.
Yeah. And backfire is going to attack Jaywalk for 120. But before the fight happens, I'll search my deck for a power. And the power that I choose is going to be sick karate moves. So until the end of the turn, backfire gains sick karate moves and attacks for 140 instead.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think that one shots. I'm pretty sure.
Because his defense is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing for defense. So.
And backfire in that exchange had 110 defense, so he takes no damage. My turn ends. Sick karate move goes to my discard pile. And I draw a card at the end of my turn because of the study. And, I'm going to go ahead and pass my turn to you on that note.
Cool.
Ooh, he's in trouble now.
Man, this is interesting. I gain 500 credits, so I'm up to 600. Wow. That's a lot of credits. This is awful.
Sure is a lot of credits.
This is awful.
Oh, yes. My evil laughter.
Let's see.
Or heroic laughter in this case.
Can I avoid that? You're at 90 with him. He hits for what right now? He's at 50.
He actually 30, hits for 70 right now.
70?
Yeah.
Does he have to? You have to draw. Like you have to have a card that like revealed it to get the plus, or is that like?
What do you mean to get the plus?
Or do you have to just pay 100? What is it
for him?
For him,
I can only do that on my turn.
I know that, but what? Oh, what is the? So, how do you activate it?
So you pay 100 credits.
Okay.
And it increases the attack of all my main characters by plus 10, and then an additional plus 10 for each super intelligence card.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Whew. That's tough.
That's tough. Also, morale is like maxed out.
Morale should be maxed out.
Morale is like maxed out.
Oh my goodness. The heroes are heroing.
Six on the field.
I have six heroes on the field. Oh, up to man. His team of no villains. That warehouse lair is getting demolished.
Oh,
oh my man. Goodness. If only I had Rejects Unite right now for the ultimate finish.
No. No, 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 no. I have a win condition up my sleeve, though.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
He does.
Let's see. So he's dealing... He deals...
100 damage right now.
100 damage plus 20. So he deals 120, and he deals how much?
70 whenever he attacks. So currently his attack is at 70 because he's getting boosted by Grammar Girl.
Yeah.
Currently, he only has 100. Currently, the Weatherman only has 50.
So 100, what am I at right now? 190?
Yeah, what? Yeah, I guess you are. I guess I haven't dealt a ton of damage
to
you
this turn. No, you haven't. I have, yeah.
Ooh, that's rough. That is tough. Okay.
So what I'm going to do here is what they call the good old... This is going to get weird.
Weird?
Weird.
What's he gonna do here is the question.
So I'm at 600. I'm gonna play for 500. Ooh,
he's gonna cheat bail.
Cheat bail. I'm going to get Jaywalk back.
Okay.
And where I'm gonna put him is gonna be right about. See, he does 70 right now.
Yes. Are you sure you don't want to guard backfire?
No.
Okay.
No.
Interesting.
I'm only at one shot again.
Okay.
So we'll put him there. I'm go down to 100 credits. It's 20. He's 30. And then for.
Oh man, this is interesting. Very, very interesting plays. I'll look at the top
of my deck because I can do that. Oh man, this is so weird. Okay.
Man, look at the contemplation over there. This is one of our most intense games we've ever played.
Oh my, this is so weird. Okay, man, I'm gonna play for 100 credits. No. 20 credits. Wait, that puts you down to 20.
I had a strong start this game. What can I say, everybody? You know, that's the only reason I got into the position I'm in right now.
I'm going to play Antique Katana on him for 100 credits, putting me down to nothing. And then he does 70 right now.
With Antique Katana, oh wait, the study?
Yeah, the study.
Yeah, the study would
and right now doing would be 50. So you would take 20 in our exchange, and I would take 40.
Very true. Oh man. What a battle.
Interesting.
This is tough, man.
Oh wow.
Is your plan to try to take out the study this turn? Is that what you're trying to do?
Not exactly, no.
But wait a second. Look at your Antique Katana's ability.
If your attack is greater than the enemy's defense, your character takes no damage when they attack.
Oh. So Jaywalk could,
right,
without repercussions, attack the study. You know, it's just, would you be able to deal enough damage to kill the study?
Oh, man.
Unless you had a way of playing your metal bat. But are you, like...
Well, I guess, like, with that, there's no reason for me not to attack the study then?
Yeah.
This turn?
Yeah, I would say so. So are you attacking the study?
Yeah, because there's no repercussion of me attacking the study.
The study will take, 20 points of damage. He will go to 40 remaining points of health. That's how that goes. Anything else you'd like to do?
No, that'll be it.
Okay, we go to turn 6. I will gain 600 credits per turn. Stressful. Go to 700 credits. Not that stressful. I will then gain additional 300 credits because I control that many heroes. So I'm at 1,000 credits in total. I'll draw my card for turn. It's pretty straightforward because I think I win here. I'm going to go ahead for 300 credits, go down to 700 to play a quick event card. I'm going to play for 300 credits, Shove in a Locker. Send an enemy to the off-screen pile until your opponent's next turn. So I will send Jay Walker to your off-screen pile until your next turn. I will go ahead and activate the study's ability.
That's ridiculous.
The study gives everybody 20 additional attack.
No.
So 90, 120, 70, which means, I don't know, what's that? That's like 260?
Something like that.
Whenever Backfire attacks, I can search for a power to equip to him.
Oh, man. That sucks. I lose.
I'm going to put Ice Cubes on him. So I attack
everything
for 280 points of combined damage. And you know what's crazy? Even if you did beat one of them, I could have stepped up Wabam, and I had the Midlife Crisis card in my hand.
You want to know what my plan was?
What was your plan?
If you didn't defeat me that turn. So I had these, right? I would have gained 700 credits next turn.
Uh-huh. Did you have stealth in your hand or something?
No, no. So what I was going to do is so I couldn't use that. I was going to discontinue
backfire.
No, I wasn't going to discontinue backfire. I was going to discontinue him.
Oh, the study.
The study. I was going to discontinue the study because then he would be immediately removed from the board.
And then he could have dealt enough damage to
take
me out.
And then I
would have
had an extra 100, which I could have
used to play the metal bat.
The metal bat, which it didn't quite give me enough.
Oh.
Like, man. I had other ones that could have given me enough, like Fast Arsenal.
Fast Arsenal.
Or
Gun
Fu, but he doesn't have those abilities.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any abilities.
It's tough.
I was holding these for so long, I couldn't use them. I would have won.
Yeah, he needs to get melee weapons and projectiles.
He needs something, because I couldn't do anything. And I also pulled that.
Oh, the gas station katanas, yes.
Ooh. Oh, man, that was...
My next card would have been Popular Girl. But, yeah, no, this is... Oh, and you would have gotten him as well.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't have been bad. Oh, Captain Clutter.
Yeah, I was going to discontinue and then attack you.
Oh,
man. But I don't think I would have been able to do enough.
I think
he's so weak. 20 attack is ridiculous for a main character.
Yeah, he needs to step up his game a little bit. I mean... Even the study has 30. Even the study has 30. So, I mean, yeah, we'll look into buffing J-Walk.
That's why I didn't want to put him up against Backfire, because I needed him to live a turn.
Fair.
But there's really nothing I could have done against Shoved in a Locker. That's crazy. Oh, man. Well, good games.
Good games, indeed.
Oh, wow. That was... crazy. Yeah. Your board looked insane. Mine was so pathetic.
Sometimes you can pop off with the misdemeanors. I was just lucky enough to get a strong start because I had all the super intelligence characters immediately.
That was crazy. So you just started comboing
loading the board with super intelligence stuff. That was great.
Yeah, that was some good games. Again, as usual, I win the first one, you win the second one.
Yes, that's usually how it goes around here. Yeah.
And so, that's crazy. Oh, man. I discarded so many cards. Wow. I had nothing. That was a good game.
Oh, yeah, man. For sure.
Oh, wow.
Backfire with the superpower.
Very, very long episode.
And just so you know, I started with the superpower regulator belt in my hand. I didn't go search it.
Oh, that sucks.
The ones I actually searched were the super cheap ones. I searched vending machine and I searched whatever else it was.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
I don't remember what
it was. Homework.
Oh, homework. Yeah. Oh, man.
Homework's extra draws made me that game.
Yeah, that was crazy. Because then you could combo that with the vending machine.
Yeah, and I could find like any card I wanted basically with homework.
Man.
Oh, man. That's insane, bro.
That was crazy. That was a good game.
Oh, yeah. Imagine playing an Eternity Gym deck with homework in it. And then you could just you do your homework and you go to find. Well, actually, no. No,
because
be Science Fair. Science Fair.
Yeah, Science Fair.
Lets you do that. You could run a super intelligence Eternity Gym deck.
That'd be an interesting deck. That'd be a very interesting deck build. But yeah, so I think we're now going to go over to the extra episode now on Patreon.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
We do want to thank our three current Patreon members.
Oh, yes.
Andre, Christian, and... James, are you the third? I think you're also the third.
I might be the third. I might have been the third person.
We want to thank our Patreons so far that have joined. We really, really appreciate it. And again, hopefully we'll have a lot of content on there soon so that there's a bigger backlog of stuff for people to go and enjoy,
yeah.
Especially if they enjoy these. Those will have all of our unfiltered episodes along with we posting more spoilers, not spoilers.
Special content.
Like yes. We'll have extra you know, extra episodes up on there every single week, every Thursday. We'll also have those be unfiltered, uncut, and along with that, we'll have extra behind the scenes content and updates, things like that, along with a couple extra surprises that we throw in there. But we really appreciate everyone that's been watching and that enjoys the content. We really appreciate everyone follows or subscribes to us, you know, downloads the podcast.
Good stuff. Please do. Helps.
You have anything else you want to say, James?
I think that's about it. We are going to be having our first major event, first weekend of November.
Yep.
That will be, it'll be, what is it? I believe it's called Warfare is the official name for it now.
Did they change the name?
I think they called it Little Fair before, but now
I thought it was MiniCon. Like
MiniCon. I'm going to still call it MiniCon then until we get an additional name. But it was something to that effect. But it's an event going on by the game store Little Wars in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
We'll have another event that we're going to as well.
Stomp in the Swamp, I believe, is the one we'll be at for like local high schools and everything like that to show the game off. But those are going to be our upcoming public events.
Yeah, we plan on getting into as many as we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Soon as possible.
Let everybody know how it goes and let you know when we'll be there and everything like that. But I think that's it.
Yeah, but thank you everyone for watching. And we're going to go over to
peace out
the other episodes. Have a good one. Later.